Wonderful to be here today. I'm going to start off with a song called Travel In, and it's a song I like to play after a big travel day. It's a reminder to me to kind of ground myself in the other kinds of travel. The physical travel can be pretty rigorous in the singer-songwriter life, and so I always like to get out on stage and start with this song and remind myself of the other kinds of journeys I'm also on in the midst of this. Lake Michigan, Lake Erie, a thatchwork of fields, a flock of white birds tossed into the sky. I live in corners of the night, checking in and checking out, and then I fly. Days stacked up on days, thunder in the winter, lightning flashing through the falling snow. I sleep a shallow sleep, and in the dream a little boy runs toward the checkpoint, a white flag in his hand. And I thread my coat to yours, and can we turn and turn and turn? Can I stitch your sadness to the wind and let it go? Cabin on your little piece of land, we curve your body against mine and let it rest. I learned the oneness of alone, I learned to call this motion home. Travel in, travel deep, travel in, travel deep. Stacked upon states, all pressed against the highway, whole country working hard to look the same. They call it an illness, that miracle spring, when I leapt out of my flesh and became one with everything. And I thread my coat to yours, can we turn and turn and turn? Stitch your sadness to the wind and let it go. You build a little cabin on your little piece of land. We curve your body against mine and let it rest. I learned the oneness of alone. I learned to call this motion home. Travel in, travel. Travel deep, travel in, travel deep, travel in, travel deep. Oh. Travel in, travel deep, travel in. A song called Travel In, a song I use to kind of ground myself in the midst of all this bustle. This next song was a love song I wrote 6 years ago and kind of mailed it up into the future. It wasn't really belonging to anyone. At the time I wrote it, but I was hoping someone would recognize it along the way somewhere in the country and let me know that it was written for them. And several people did during that time, and I had to let them know it was actually not for them, that they were mistaken, which was a little bit awkward, but this past year someone did let me know that it was the song that was written for them, and they were actually right. It's called I'd Like to Know. I'd like to know someone who's known months without sun. I'd like to know someone who's learned how to sleep when the night's still bright. I'd like to know someone who comes from the mountains like a wall against my waves. I'd like to know someone who knows the quiet time after the song is sung. To love, quick and tired. I'm looking for a slower burn, a better kind of fire. I'd like to know someone. Music in their lungs. I'd like to know someone who lets stuff off the hook, throw back the little ones. 'Cause I'm quick to love, quicker to talk. Slower burn, a better kind of fire. And when you're not afraid to step, I won't be afraid of morning. And when you're not afraid to say, I'll never be afraid to listen. I'd like to know someone who knows I came undone. I'd like to know someone who knows deep where they come from. 'Cause I've been quick to love, quick out of tire. I'm looking for a slower burn, better kind of fire. 'Cause I'm quick to love, quicker to tire. I'm looking for a slower burn, a better kind of fire. Thank you. This next song was written on a dog walk, actually. It's the only song probably ever that came to me in 5 minutes at a time when I wasn't even trying to write a song. And those are the gifts. I think they're really few and far between, the ones that just fall in your lap. And it was a beautiful, beautiful night out around this reservoir north of Boston. And my buddy Osa, my dog of 13 years, was out there, and it was the light was falling on the lake in such a way that you could see all of the little water bugs dancing out on the surface. And it was one of those nights where all the things that you may have been afraid of kind of fall away. And what I didn't realize is that 2 years later, the dog and I would get a royalty check on the morning that I had to take her in for cancer surgery. And the song became this kind of miracle worker for both of us, and paid for her surgery and went on to give us an extra almost 4 years together. So this is called Seeing Stars. Bugs out on the water, make it look like rain. Leaves on every tree, once again turning. Summer's past, but it's never far if you look real close. You might see scars, but me. Yeah, me, I'm only seeing stars. Evening light on a gravel path. I could be scared, but I've had enough of that old big old moon rising up. Even in this light, you might see scars, but me. Yeah, me, I'm only seeing stars. And they take everything, and you've got nothing left. A deer in the headlights in your hospital bed, just dreaming of a simple life, a gentleman, a solid night. Me and the dog down at the reservoir. If you look real close, you might see scars, but me. Yeah, me, I'm only seeing stars. Oh, 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 oh. Seems all your songs are about leaving. Seems both your hands are about now. Geese up in the sky, home through the dark. If you look real close, you might see scars, but me. Yeah, me, I'm only seeing stars. Me. Yeah, me, I'm only seeing stars. That was Seeing Stars. This next song has gained even more meaning to me recently, as the person that I wrote it for just wrote me a letter a few weeks ago. But I'll start at the beginning of the story, which is in 2003, I read an article in The New Yorker, and it was about the Golden Gate Bridge, and they interviewed a man named Kevin Briggs, who's a patrolman on the bridge, and he had in 2003 already saved 200 people from jumping off the bridge. And they asked him in this article, well, you know, what on earth do you do to keep people holding on long enough until you can get to them? And And he said, well, very humble guy, I just ask them two questions. How are you feeling? What are your plans for tomorrow? And what really stunned me was that the power of those ordinary questions was enough every single time to keep people hanging on. And so I wrote the song Gatekeeper, inspired by that, and played it for many years and told his story and went on to talk about it a lot in the mental health advocacy work that I've been doing. And just a few weeks ago, I got a letter. Now we're talking about a decade almost. I got a letter, and it began, "Hello, my name is Kevin Briggs. I'm a sergeant with the California Highway Patrol." And I got chills. I was completely incredulous to hear from this guy who I've talked about for so long. And he said that someone in his office had found my song and had brought it to him, and that he'd been really moved. And we've had a great correspondence back and forth now, and have been sharing. You know, we share a real mutual desire to let people know that they're, you know, this is a major, major issue in our country that's often really unaddressed, and that, you know, every 14 minutes we lose somebody to suicide, and it doesn't have to be that way. And there are a lot of lives we could save just by asking those ordinary questions. He's humble, so he'd never talk about the numbers, but I calculated based on another interview that by now he's saved well over 500 lives. And I think in this whole time, he said he's only ever lost one person. And that's an extraordinary track record. And one guy said, well, what on earth? They asked this one person why he had not jumped. And he said, well, Kevin just wouldn't give up on me. He stayed with me for 7 hours on the bridge until I climbed back over the railing. So it's good to know that there are guardian angels like him among us, and hopefully we can all be better gatekeepers for ourselves and for the people around us. This is called Gatekeeper. Grown too long, the hours standing still, you wonder if you could, if you will, with your toes upon the edge, with your eyes upon the sky, tell me just these things before you fly. How are you feeling? What are your plans for tomorrow? Will you let me make some? And after, you can do as you will. Your hand should lose the rail, if your heel should lose the cord, well, everything seemed fixable that did not before. How the sun shines on the bay, the islands over there, could make it through today if you dare. How are you feeling? What are your plans for tomorrow? Will you let me make some? And after, you can do as you will. Maybe every day, in ordinary ways, we hold each other on, we keep each other here. Oh, maybe every day, in ordinary ways, we hold each other on, we keep each other here. are you feeling? What are your plans for tomorrow? How are you feeling? What are your plans? How are you feeling? What are plans? What are your plans? That was Gatekeeper from my latest record, The Living Side. I'll do a few piano tracks, one or two. So this past year, I rediscovered my love of the piano, and I really hadn't played since fifth grade, and all of a sudden, I went out and got a keyboard, and it's just opened up a bunch of new doors for me. The bulk of the new songs, the next record I've just started recording for Red House Records is piano-based, and it's been really fun to see what comes out with a new instrument for me. This is a song that is going to be on the next record, and it's inspired by this strange dream I had where I was getting on what I thought was an amusement park ride, and instead I was flung out into outer space, and I was just suspended out there looking back at the planet, and it was so extraordinarily beautiful, this perfect little marble hanging there in the infinite darkness, and I just was completely filled with awe in the dream. And then suddenly woke up, and there I was in Boston in all the noise of the morning and all the traffic, and closed my eyes and tried to just get back to that experience of total wonder. And I've tried to carry that feeling forward with me, and I think this song is a little bit about how we may kind of disagree in some pretty major ways about how we all ended up on this beautiful planet, how we all got here. And, but, you know, that moment, and I looked back at the planet, I just really felt like it's kind of beside the point how we all got here. The fact is, we're here. It's extraordinary that we're here. And I think there's something that we all agree on, beyond evolution, beyond all of those other, difficult conversations, is the fact that there's something, even more important, which is love. And I think that's the thing that all the faiths get to in their purest form also. This is called Yellow Room. I gave my ticket to the man, found my seat, and I held on with both hands. Nothing but amusement, that was my plan. Flung out to the emptiness, to the billion stars, and every cell rose to greet them in that dark. Earth, so simple, from so far away, forgotten in the field after the children played. Their games of war, in the name of God, their search for more. How strange it seemed, suddenly stranger than my dream. dream. Just enough water, just enough light, the impossible chance at making life. From jawless fish and flightless birds to opposable thumbs, what a miracle. Opposable thumbs, what a miracle. Happy, not missing anything, desireless and free for a moment. Clock radio breaking still, the new death toll. Could this be the place I saw from space? It kind of sounds like hell. Our games of war, blood of the earth leaking out like oil. How strange it seemed, suddenly stranger than my dream. Just enough water, just enough light, the impossible chance at making life. From jawless fish and flightless birds to opposable thumbs, what a miracle. Opposable thumbs, what a miracle. But even more amazing, yeah, even more amazing, even more amazing. Love. That's Yellow Room, and that'll be on the next record that I've just started working on. It'll be my third record with Twin Cities based Red House Records, which you all probably know and love if you're folk fans. It's been a total honor to work with them. I was raised on the likes of Greg Brown and John Gorka. So it's really been a dream come true for me to make a couple records with them. And this one is a Bob Dylan track, and they did a nod to Bob when Bob Dylan turned 60, and a bunch of Red House artists covered their favorite Dylan song. And then when he turned 70, I was on the label by then, and I got to pick my favorite, which is Born in Time, and based this off of an outtake from the O Mercy recordings. I liked this bootleg version the best, so I based this on that, Born in Time. Stardust of a pale blue light, I think of you in black and white. We were made of dreams. I walk alone through the shaking streets, listening to my heartbeat in the record-breaking heat. We were born in time. Just when I knew you were gone, you came back. Just when I knew it was for certain, you were high. You are so easy to know. Oh, babe, Now it's time to raise the curtain. I'm hurting. On the rising curve, where the ways of nature will test every nerve, I took you close and got what I deserved. We were made in time. Just when I knew who to thank, you went blank. Just when the whole fires were smoking, you were snow, you were rain, you were stripes, and you were plain. Oh, babe, truer words have not been spoken or broken. Of a mystery, in the foggy web of destiny, I think of you from deep inside of me. We were born in time. It's Born in Time off of the Red House Records compilation Nod to Bob 2. I'll do one more just for kicks because I love this piano. Thanks so much for having me in today. It's been a real treat. This is a wonderful show. And if anyone's interested in other upcoming shows of mine or to find out about the next record, or I just recently put out a poetry collection also called The Morning I Was Born. And all of that is on meghutchinson.com. And also on Facebook, which is turning out to be a really, I think when Facebook is used well, it can be a beautiful opportunity to kind of have a conversation back and forth with fans. And I keep throwing out questions to them, like, what are you all reading right now? And I get this massive list of amazing ideas back from them. And the last time I needed a bunch of new music, I posted on Facebook on the Meg Hutchinson page, you know, what's everyone listening to right now? And I got 200 suggestions and spent a lot of money on iTunes that day. It was pretty rewarding. A lot of stuff that it's a good sign when your fans suggest music that you really like. I think it's probably a pretty controlled polling situation to begin with, but I felt pretty thrilled that I was associated with these people they were suggesting. It was great. So you can find me on Facebook too. I think if the last few albums could be summed up as cheerful songs about depression, then maybe this next batch could be summed up as Buddhist songs about desire. So figure that one out for me. I turned to you and said, what life are we on? I turned to you and the sun poured down, I turned to you. I turned to you, and we slipped out of time. I turned to you, and the boats went by, I turned to you. I think we were young then, I think it was May. I know I drank you in, every time you looked away. You better run from me, my words are fire. You better run from me, my words are fire. You better run straight at me, better run straight at me. Better run straight at me, till I disappear. You better run straight at me, better run straight at me. Better run straight at me till I disappear. This time around, what a lovely form. This time around, we're a man and a woman. This time around, you've been my mother and my brother, my child and my friend. But this is the life we might get to transcend. Straight at me, better run straight at me. Better run straight at me till I disappear. You better run straight at me. Better run straight at me. Better run straight at me. I am her. And we are just the same. It takes all this light and all this heat to burn the rest away. Straight at me, better run straight at me, better run straight at me till I disappear. You better run straight at me, better run straight at me, better run straight at me till I disappear. Said, what life are we on? I turned to you, and the sun poured down. I turned to you. That's called Turn to You. And thank you so much again for having me. It's a real honor.